If Toby Gerhart were a vehicle, he'd be a 2014 Ford F-250. You know the truck, big and tough looking, but still with the kind of power that surprises you when you get to work with such a beast. Not that Toby wouldn't like to be a BMW or Lamborghini, it's just he knows what he does best.
Obviously a big physical guy. I don't have the Jamal Charles or the D-Rob type of speed, but you know, I'm going to be hard to bring down. You know, I'm a one-cut runner, get downhill and get going.
No surprise then that big and powerful runners were always in his sights as a young player. From an early age, he knew his football destiny.
Bo Jackson, I played baseball, so I was a big Bo Jackson fan. And then my dad loved Earl Campbell. And so I saw highlights of Earl Campbell when I was a kid. And, you know, that's my dad used to say, you know, that's how you should run. You run physical, you know, you don't get brought down.
Gerhart was the Stanford offense during his four seasons in Palo Alto. It was an adjustment for him to sit behind Adrian Peterson in Minnesota for 4 years. He made the most of his time, though, with the best running back in the game today, and is ready to take what he learned and apply it as the primary ball carrier in Jacksonville.
I've been waiting to get back to, say, the college days where I had, you know, 30 carries in a game. And so, you know, I've been waiting for that opportunity and excited to have it now. And so mentally I'm ready, and physically, you know, this summer and all this, we'll work up to that.
Toby's going to have to go back to his college days and channel that Stanford education to get a firm grasp of offensive coordinator Jed Fisher's system. His eyes get big when thinking of all the possibilities this season.
You know, I've been a couple different offensive systems now, and the first couple days I was lost. You know, there's so many parts, moving parts, concepts that change on the fly that for me, it's like, I'm a smart guy, I'm going to pick this up easily. And it was a little confusing at first, but it's going to be dynamic offense.
He's not just enthused about the offense, though. He likes almost everything he's seen from Shad Khan's organization and Gus Bradley's team. In fact, he was sold on the Jaguars before he ever set foot in North Florida. He knows there's a lot of work to get done, but he likes the guys lined up to get after it.
You know, I've only been here 6 weeks now, but just the way we're progressing, the way we're coming together, the attitude of the team, the coaching, the system, I think we have the pieces in place, and I think we are going to surprise some people.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.